let's talk about Thursday night's program. Some of the pieces are your own that you've written, I understand.
Yes, we have my song cycle called Ocean Airs on the program. And those pieces are my own poetry. I based them on, I think, summer of 2018. My family, we were out before a salmon opening, I think in like August, in an ocean corridor. And everyone was like going to sleep. We had to get up early to start the opening at 5 a.m. And I actually still have pictures on my phone. I remember taking pictures, and my sister and I were hanging out in the wheelhouse, and I was looking out, and you can just see so far, and the ocean was mostly calm, and there was this little island with one tree on it. So I was like journaling, and but I took some pictures that night, and then I was able to do some auditioning that fall. I think it was the fall of my gap year in New York City, and I was on the high rise in New York, which is this converted train track to like this city walkway. So there's all this art and greenery kind of a couple stories above the street level in New York City, kind of on the west side of Manhattan. And so I was just able to like kind of sit there and look at those photos and write some of this poetry. And then I was able to work with my beloved mentor and friend Anastasia Royal from the Chicago area. She edited my poetry. And from there, it wasn't until the first year of my master's, so it'd be the following fall, that I was able to kind of take a couple musical ideas and start piecing it together and start writing a piano part. So the entire song cycle is only about 13 minutes, but it's three different songs. The first one I call Ocean Hymn, and so it has, the poetry has some like, it's like combining like the ethereal imagery of what I was seeing that night from the wheelhouse with some nostalgic religious themes. And then the second one, it's called Ocean Ode, and it's it's kind of, in choir, in college, I sang this composer named Erics Eschenbaltz, and he's a Latvian composer, and he has this piece that talks about waking up in the belly of the ship. And so my poem starts, I awaken, kind of, because I remember that same night I woke up in the boat, because it rolls in the ocean, and that, like, the gear was kind of like creaking, and I actually took out my phone and like recorded it. Mm-hmm. And there's like two very clear tones, and so that interval is in this piece.
Oh, cool.
There's a lyric that says like hydraulic moans, and then this vocal kind of melisma that's like high and like the same interval.
Okay.
So really what was cool about that experience during the summer is that I was able to like take all this data and then later in the process kind of take that data from the material world and try to convert it into music, both visual and auditory. And then the third piece is really fun. I think we really enjoy that piece. It's called Kelp Chant. And it has extended piano techniques and extended vocal techniques, which just means that you don't use the instruments traditionally. So like the piano, like Kimberly like reaches into the string board and like uses her fingernail. Maybe I'll let her talk about that actually.
Yeah. So you play it more like a harp or something.
Yeah. So that piece showcases the possibilities of piano. So not only we can play on the keys, but we can also reach inside and to create a more ambient sound. Mm. By whether to pluck the strings with your fingernails, fingertip, it will create a very different sound. And because piano is so-called the king of the instrument, right? So Stephanie's piece really showcased all the possibilities to create a sound.
And then the rest of the program, you're going much more traditional, so old school, right?
Yes. Yeah, a lot of late romantic music and early modern music in the Boulanger,
yes.
Kind of.
What drew you to the pieces that you've selected?
Yeah, so I did a lot of work of programming this recital that I wanted to call Ethereal Synthesis. I think I just have an affinity for late romantic music because of its collaborative nature and it's like romantic harmony, but there's able to put like more nuance into it in the way that they're kind of extending the classical harmony. So yeah, they're just my favorite composers. And I kind of was able to fit them all together in a theme that I felt would be relevant post-pandemic and here in Alaska.
Okay, cool. Kimberly, this is your first time to Alaska,
This is my first time.
Okay, so you came at a good time, and you're going to perform. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts hearing Stephanie talk about the program for Thursday night? Anything you want to add? Or?
Yeah, this is the coolest place I've ever been. And because we're performing Stephanie's piece, and Stephanie's piece is inspired by her experience in Alaska, fishing on the boat, and I actually got a better understanding of your piece.
Being here.
And it's so special because we practiced at her family's church yesterday, and she said her first piece of the song cycle mm-hmm. was first composed on that single piano.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's really special to perform in this place in Alaska with Stephanie.
Putting all the pieces together, mm-hmm. You call it like unboxing Alaska.
Yes, really unboxing an unknown place.
Yeah.